this special meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Counselor Pouche?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to declare a conflict regarding my son-in-law as a Windsor police officer. And further to that, because it is a public meeting, I'm requesting permission just to sit in on the meeting. I won't take part in it at all, but I would like to hear it if I may.
Of course, it's a public meeting, so you can stay. Deputy Mayor?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I also have a conflict of interest. Three members of Windsor Police happen to belong to my family. Good people. Just so you know.
Okay.
I know.
So at this time, I will defer to administration to provide clarification on what we received from the OCPC.
Thank you, Your Worship. On a letter dated June 12, 2018, the town received the email, a letter from the OCP Associate Chair, Stephen Yovanovic. The purpose of that letter was his position with regards to his belief that, and I will read from his letter, in my view, it would be unattainable, an untenable situation to proceed with a public meeting without disclosing the fact of an investigation in advance of the meeting. It would be problematic to have the town or the city make the necessary submissions to the commission on the potential impact of the investigation at the public meeting without first disclosing the fact of the investigation. Subsequent to that, Windsor Police Services and the Windsor Police Services Board have done just that. They have disclosed through a media release provided on June 13th a terms of reference sheet with regards to the Windsor Police Services Board services and the Windsor Police Services Board investigation. We do have the mayor and the chair of the Windsor Police Services Board, Drew Dilkins, here to answer any questions, and also the police chief, Al Frederick. What they're asking of the town in this regard is by tomorrow, Friday, June 15th, is the opportunity for the town to make submissions on the potential impact of the investigation on the town's application, and that these this information will be publicly available. So the question that's being posed to council for our direction is, do we want to respond and make a submission at the public meeting in regards to the investigation, and if it would have an impact on us, and if so, what is our position going to be? So I leave that up to council if they have had the opportunity to read this. Chief Frederick is here. I don't know, Chief, if you'd like to add anything further to that.
Go ahead, Chief.
So, Mayor DiCarlo, members of council, thank you very much for this opportunity. I have a lot of submissions to make. I don't know how much you'd like me to make, but I can start by saying this morning at 9:30, the mayor and I had an opportunity to conference call with the associate chair of the Ontario Civilian Police Commission, a local lawyer, it happens to be, by the name of Yovanovic. He was reiterating the position that as long as we, there's lots to add, but I'll jump to the conclusion. As long as we, meaning Amherstburg and the city of Windsor, doesn't believe that this is going to impact our ability to provide adequate and effective police services, and state that, that's what they require for a submission. End of story. To get there, I think it's very prudent that you know, I can pass on some information about what it is that the commission is investigating and what they are not investigating. So they quote Section 25 as the basis for the investigation, and this is kind of critical for what we're trying to determine here today. So they're saying that the Section 25A and B, which is basically policy and services of the Windsor Police Service in relation to the document that John Michelli just produced, which is our which are seven different points, all related to internal policies and processes in regards to promotion, transfer, accommodation, human rights, that sort of thing. So that's what the investigation is, what it is not, is 25C, and this is a critical from your point of view. What they are not investigating is the manner in which police services are provided in a municipality. They are not investigating our ability to provide policing services in the city of Windsor. And by extension, they are not investigating how police services will be provided in the town of Amherstburg. These are internal human resource issues, every one of them, made by a number of, at this point in time, anonymous complainants. Oversight of police services in the province of Ontario is multifaceted. It includes the Ministry of Community Safety and Correctional Services, the Office of the Independent Police Review Director, the Special Investigation Unit, and OCOPS. At times in the past 6 years since my tenure as chief, every one of them has conducted investigations or audits of our police service, just like they have of every police service in Ontario without fail. And it has been our position that we welcome the oversight, because when an oversight body investigates a police service, at the end of the day, they say, you guys have to make certain changes to your policies or not. And we say, thank you very much, because I want to be able to say to our community, the oversight body, in regards to public complaints, or in this case, OCOPS, or the ministry, there's changes we'd like to see to your policies and procedures, chief, and we think that would make you a better police service. I can go directly to the community and say, I welcome those changes. We're implementing them right away. That helps us build community trust and builds that relationship each and every day. So I welcome this investigation, as you should. This is only going to make the Windsor Police Service better going forward, because it is not related to our ability to provide adequate effective services. He went to great pains to say there's a complete separation between the adjudicative, which is that portion, and the investigative portion of their responsibilities at the Ontario Civilian Police Commission. They're not intermingled. So those would be my immediate submissions. I'm certainly open to questions, and I think the mayor may have something to add.
And so I guess what I would add is to frame the way this was presented. I think it's important to frame the way this was presented, because on the 16th of May, the chief and I both received a letter from the OCPC with respect to informing us that an investigation was being initiated. In this letter, they listed the terms of reference, the 7 points that you've seen, and they talk about Section 25 of the Police Services Act, specifically Sections 25, 1A and B. And in this letter, not that I think your police service would go public in terms of announcing the fact that there was an investigation, but in this letter, they specifically asked the chief and I to assist in preserving the integrity of the investigation. The commission would prefer, to the extent possible, that the investigation remain confidential at this time. So we received that on the 16th of May. And so there was nothing public, nothing given to the media. You heard nothing about this until this week when, and this again, of course, was from the investigative branch of OCOPS. Then this week, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Michelli, the police chief, and the chair of your police services board received a letter that probably took each of you aback a bit, suggesting that there's this OCOPS investigation of the Windsor Police Service, and you would have had no knowledge about it because you wouldn't have been informed by OCOPS, the investigative branch, nor would you have been informed by us, because we were asked to keep the investigation confidential by OCOPS. And so the letter that came on June the 12th is from the adjudicative side of OCOPS, and the two had not, obviously, not spoken. So I can appreciate that the optics of this look like something may be wrong. Now they're asking us to go public. And what I read in this, and what the chief reads in the letter of June the 12th, is that in light of the fact that we have an upcoming public meeting with respect to Windsor providing police services to the town of Amherstburg, what OCOPS doesn't want is someone coming in and dropping a bomb on June the 26th, and everyone in that meeting thinking, what the heck's going on? followed everything that we've been asked to follow. We've made the disclosure public, and I fully agree from a board perspective that the nature of the allegations contained in the terms of reference, or the areas that are being investigated in terms of reference, really relate, each and every one of them, to what I would call internal human resource matters, the Windsor Police Service. And you can tell a lot of them revolve around the promotion process. And so, you know, the promotional process at Windsor Police Service, the policy that we have set up, is a joint policy, or a joint process rather, between the association and the service. And there are appeal mechanisms within that policy as well, that members who feel aggrieved can go through an internal process to air that grievance. And that's happened in the past, from time to time, but not recently. And so, with respect, we do not know who the complainants are. We know that they are members of the Windsor Police Service, and we know that there is more than one complaint. And we don't know who they are. It doesn't really matter, frankly, who they are. But at the end of the day, the Windsor Police Service is born. I'm sure the chief would echo his comments that we don't shy away from any investigation. We don't think that we've done anything wrong. And to the extent that an investigator comes in and finds that a policy needs to be fine-tuned, updated, amended, or changed, we certainly look at that as an area or an opportunity to provide improvement to the Windsor Police Service. And so that's, from our perspective, how this happened. And we think that these two issues, with respect to, the two issues are discreet. The issue of Windsor providing police services to Amherstburg, and the issue of the fact that there is an investigation that's been initiated under Section 25(1)(a) and (b) of the Police Services Act.
Okay, Councilor Lamy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll just try to be short on this. I spoke to the mayor earlier on this, and it's confusing, to say the least. I guess my concern is why they're taking this route if it wouldn't affect the adequate policing provision of the act. I mean, and that's just my, and I don't know why they would even ask us to comment until after an investigation and determination has been made. I think it's kind of asking us to comment is kind of like asking us to throw an opinion. That's something we don't know anything about. At this point, these are all just allegations, and we all know a lot about allegations. So I don't think that, in my opinion, I don't see us having an opinion on this matter at this point, because there's not, I mean, these are just accusations. If there was an investigation and a full report with findings, I could understand the OCOP's asking us for, do we think this is a legitimate thing? But before there's any investigation or results, I mean, it's kind of, I don't know what they're asking me to do, maybe speculate, which I am not comfortable doing. And I can see the whole not wanting to drop a bomb publicly, because this, I understand, but if the true nature of the OCOP's meeting is just to determine whether there's adequate policing provided, then this seems to be just a outside noise. So I'm not sure what their concern is. I wish they were here and they could address their concerns, because they, I mean, when you read his, in my view, it would be an untenable situation to proceed with a public meeting without disclosing the fact of the investigation. Well, I don't understand how the two intersect. It's my, I guess, my concern. So I'm sure no one here can offer me the opinion that they're offering at this point. So I'll leave it at that, I guess. I don't think there's anything that the town really has to offer at this point, unless there's some results here that we haven't seen.
Mark, I don't know if you can add some clarification from the conference call with OCPC, or?
Yeah, sure, through you, Mayor. I think what they were looking for is, and I think the mayor and Chief Federer kind of talked about how there's the two different branches, and perhaps there wasn't the communication there that was necessary, but I certainly think that they looked at some sort of measure of acknowledging that we know there's an investigation taking place, that, you know, the town of Amherstburg support that process, to undertake it, to unfold itself, which they're in control of that process. It's not, certainly it's not a town manager process, but I think that's what I sort of gleaned from the conference call was more of a, we want to know that you're, you know, that you acknowledge that that investigation is taking place, and that, you know, the OPC is undertaking the process.
Yeah, and further that, that even clouds the issue more for me, because, I mean, it's in the darn paper and on the news. How would we not be aware of an investigation? Asking us to acknowledge it is like asking us to say, we're okay with something we don't know nothing about. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that the OCPC would ask us to do that. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. This is public knowledge. It's been made public. We're all aware of it. So for us to acknowledge something is kind of redundant, in my opinion. I mean, what are you asking us to do? Say, it's okay, it doesn't have a, we're not the ones determining if it has an effect on this. We've already determined as a council that this is the route. Now the OCPC is the one supposed to determine if it falls into the letter of the law. Asking us to make a comment if we agree with them, I think is, I don't know what the heck, I don't understand it at all. I mean,
if I could, Councilor Dean, I guess in the letter, the associate chair says, in my view, the town and or the city should make it publicly known now that an investigation by the commission in both the WPS and the WPSB has been launched. Windsor Police Services and the Windsor Police Services Board did just that. They did make it publicly known that there's an investigation. That was at the request of the chair. He's the one that requested that. The OCPC throughout this process, we have followed their process to the letter of what they've asked us to do. And as the chief has said, they were two separate bodies, the investigative branch, and then we have the adjudicative branch. The adjudicative branch became aware of this. They're a separate body, but ultimately our application to them is for the ability for Windsor Police Services to provide the town of Amherstburg through a contractual relationship, adequate and effective policing. And that is the only answer that that adjudicated body is going to be.
And I understand that. We all understand that. We don't need to reiterate all these points. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
My concern is this has nothing to do with the town of Amherstburg at this point. We're not Windsor Police at this point. There's no sign. It's not. This is between the Windsor Police Board and the OCPC, and asking us to get involved is, I don't understand it, number one. If this was before the decision by council was made, I could understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware there's an investigation before you make your decision, and this may affect the way your ratepayers have an opinion on this matter, but it's done. We're past that part of the process. So them asking us to get involved in this, I think is a little, I don't understand, to be personally honest. I wish they were here, but yeah, I don't think this has anything to do with Amherstburg at this point. Sure, we know there's an investigation. That's great. I don't have anything to do with it. I don't have any opinion on it because I haven't seen any results from it yet. So I guess if they want us to say we know, well, I read the Windsor Star, OCPC, I know there's an investigation.
Councilor Melosh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I mean, the way I read this is that they're asking us, are we still comfortable knowing the allegations? But I think Chief Frederick, in describing or 25-1AB versus 25C, that's a lot of clarity to the whole issue here. I've worked in a number of corporate, you know, multinational companies and corporations, and 25-1A and B has happened many a time, okay, in my experience. And so, and those kind of things will happen in your organization, will continue to happen. How we deal with them makes us better. I'll just say, I'm happy from a 25C perspective that it's not affecting the operations, and I'm comfortable with that. So, to make things short, from my perspective, I'm comfortable in staying the course, knowing that these are allegations, and I'm sure they will be dealt with within your organization. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councilor Fryer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think I echo the same comments. I think we stay the course, for one. The investigation allegations are just that. We've had, and this council knows, a lot of allegations thrown our way that have all come up frivolous to begin with. A lot of investigations by different organizations that have all found unfounded reasons for those investigations. expectation that one unit didn't know the other. I think they both did, and they, and I think some people there are aware of the sensitivity of how many complaints or how many people put in complaints that want to be at that June 26th meeting. So I think, I don't for one bit think that one arm didn't know from the other. I don't believe that happened. I think this was a floated balloon by certain individuals that maybe this will obscure council's decision to move forward, and it will not change my decision to move forward with the June 26th meeting. Is there something that OCPC or the mayor or of the town of Emmitsburg or the CAO need to disclose and just say, we know there's an investigation going on, we're aware of it, council's aware of it, there are allegations at this time, and it will not affect the Windsor Police Service to provide adequate and effective policing to the town of Emmitsburg. I mean, that's in a nutshell. I think it's just another chain thrown in to try and rattle the residents, and they did a good job because whoever put out that press release, it just ran all to the left side rather than coming up the middle saying, look at this, this is how it's going to all play out, it's not a big deal. But right now, everybody that was against it, this happening in the town of Emmitsburg is going to run with that right to that meeting. So I could see both sides of how it's playing out and cut through the forest. I think at the end of the day, we need to get to an agreement. We've already, this council's already agreed to it, and that's what we need to move forward to.
Councilor Courtney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a couple of questions. Will there be any opportunity after the results of the investigation come? Would there be an opportunity then to withdraw from the deal with Windsor Policing after, let's say, we don't like the results of the investigation? Can we get out of the deal?
Through your worship, to Councilor Courtney, we don't have any timelines of when the investigation will be completed. That's one of the first challenges that we're going to have. As it relates to the submission made by Chief Frederick, it doesn't relate to the ability to provide police services in an effective and efficient manner. The answer for your question is, I don't think there's a need for us to get out of it. We have an oversight body that is going to direct improvements. That oversight body is there to protect the residents of Emmitsburg and the residents of Windsor. Contractually, the obligation of the Windsor Police Services is to meet the requirements of our request for proposal, which council has already approved. So it's our responsibility to finalize those terms and conditions in the contract. It's OCPC's responsibility to confirm that Windsor Police can provide adequate and effective policing. So in my professional opinion, I don't think there would be a need for us to do that.
One word that I'm concerned about, it says that the commission received multiple complaints. That bothers me when it says it's multiple complaints. It's not just two or three or four, it's multiple. That bothers me. And my third point is, and with all due respect, Chief, okay, I do have a concern that Windsor can provide adequate policing to the residents of Emmitsburg when their own house is possibly not in order.
Did you want to respond at all?
Certainly. I would enjoy that. Yes. First of all, I go back to Jason Levine's comments. Those letters were confusing. There was a lot of contradictions in those letters, privacy, not privacy, that sort of thing. So I feel your pain there. They're confusing to us. As far as Ms. Courtney has mentioned, there's multiple complaints, and I think if you look at the terms of reference 1 through 6, those are the nature of the complaints. Those are the nature. So those are the complaints. They're all intermingled in there. So keep in mind, one person can make multiple complaints. That's what's happened in this case. We understand that there are 5 complainants that's yet to be confirmed. There's 5 complainants, and those are five complainants who all had the ability to pursue more efficient courses of action. Grievance procedures, appeal procedures, arbitration, they chose not to do that. The association didn't back up any of these complaints. So they were shopping for a venue that would make the most impact. This is what they got. So at any one time, an organization with 600 people, there's going to be grievances on the go, other avenues of appeal, and we have our share, which is very minor typically. At any one time, we may have one or two grievances at any one time in a year, and that is very low, extremely low. We have a very efficient police service, and we have a very effective one. We have some of the highest solvency rates in Canada. You don't get that unless you have an engaged workforce with an engaged community working hand in hand. We have that. So I think it would be a misunderstanding of that if we think that there's multiple complaints. Those are the complaints. There's five people making a number of complaints each. That's how I would look at that.
What they are asking us, what they would appreciate to know from us, is if we as the town are going to make a submission. And our submission could be nothing. It could be we can't offer a position because we don't know the allegations or all of the details of the complaint. Or we could make a joint submission with Windsor Police in this regard, saying that, for example, we do not believe that the impact of the investigation will have any impact on the ability of their of Windsor Police Services to provide us adequate and effective policing. Or we can just stay silent. That's always one of the options available to council.
Councilor Levine?
Yeah, I mean, if we could talk about this all night, it's just I'll make a motion to advise the OCPC that town of Amherstburg is aware of the investigation. Feel no need to make a submission in that regards. I don't feel like we're should be involved in it one way or the other. I mean, either in against or for. I mean, I think we're a separate municipality, and Windsor should be able to defend themselves and without the public having our opinion on the matter. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, we're not part of their organization yet, so I really am not comfortable saying either way, like, anything other than we know about it. We don't feel we need to make any comments on it. So that's the motion.
Second, Councillor Courtney. Councillor Fryer.
Just maybe a friendly two that we'll move forward with.
I'm not going to make this political. We already know we're moving forward. There's a motion, a vote has been taken. There's no question that the town of Amherstburg is moving forward with
just
this.
Point of order. Can I finish talking?
Yeah, one at a time, please.
So the move forward is in the letter. It does state that it could have an effect on. So that's why I said if we could do a friendly motion to say that Amherstburg Council is comfortable with the June 26th meeting of OPC. Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, procedurally, if we don't say it, it's understood.
Okay.
But I will defer to the mover and
no,
seconder.
No, the motion's I'm comfortable with the way it is. I don't want to make it any more political than it already is. Been made, unfortunately. The community's already whatever. We're just going forward, and I don't feel the need to rub salt in either side's wound at this point. The OCPC has had their own mandate. We have no control over it. It's nothing to do with us now. They're the ones that will determine the letter of the law. We made our decision. I don't think we need to reiterate it to the public.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Just get a recorded vote.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, the motion before council is that the town of Amherstburg is aware of the investigation, the Windsor Police need to make a submission.
I wish it was ordered.
No need to make a submission. Counselor Courtney?
Support.
Counselor Pryor?
Support.
Counselor Levine?
Support.
Counselor Milosh?
Support.
Mayor DiCarlo?